It's a pity that when one man goes wrong, everyone else is then painted with the same brush. The Bible says in the last days they shall rise men that are gonna be ordained according to people's expectations, and they will preach what they want to hear, the gospel that is not the gospel of Jesus. But at the same time, we need not to forget that there are those who are preaching as per the instruction of the word of God. There are a lot of things that we may have been doing. Particularly for me, you would know, Mr. Dube, I could be doing something else. I can still do something else. But because of the call, I have remained in the gospel. So if some of us are in this gospel, to preach the reason Christ.
Ms. Katemaunga, you actually wrote to me and said, quote, prophets are conflating religion to create an illusion of success among congregants, and their end game is to harvest from poor masses. What exactly are you talking about there?
I hear what the prophet has just said, that we must separate the good and the bad prophets, because he says, according to the word of God, it is in the end times. But this is a spiritual matter. There is no template against which you can measure a prophet to say, so this one is the right one or this one is the bad one. I think, coming back to the statement that you asked about, we see that in Zimbabwe, ever since this economic meltdown started, a lot of prophets are coming and forming churches. And these churches, to me, like I said to you earlier on, as you quoted, are just, you know, an occult economy. Because a lot of unexplainable things happen where, you know, miracles, which I would rather call magic, are conflated with religion just to create an illusion of success amongst the congregants. And then a lot of them have come up with all these spiritual concepts like, what do you call it, miracle money and such other things. And so a lot of people, the desperate ones, the poor ones, like what Karl Marx said, that religion is the opium of the masses. They go there and they take out the last dollar that they have and give to the prophet with the hope that that money will be returned in form of some miracle or magic money. And you don't really have to work for it, according to the gospel that we are hearing from most of these prophets.
Thank you very much, Ms. Katemaunga. Prophet Dube,
I think the thing is, I will be very direct. Academic cannot be blessed against the word of God. I'm also an academic myself in my own right, but I have never used that to single or to bribe anyone. The Bible says if a prophet is a prophet of God, the word that they declare in the exactly the same time that it is declared, it shall be manifest. Now, there is a difference between a fake prophet and real prophet in that if you see a man who preaches money more than the gospel of Jesus Christ, you begin to ask questions. And I also want to say it is very wrong to say the rise of the gospel is only in Zim. The richest preacher today is in America. The second richest preacher is in Nigeria. You can count the top 10, they are out of Zimbabwe. The Bible says, pray for a spirit of discernment to separate the good from the bad.
Ms. Katemaunga, I think you are hearing what the prophet is saying.
I've read both his appeal for me to be less academic and more spiritual, and then also his points that are more relevant to what we are discussing right now. The issue of the rise of the church in Zimbabwe, I did not say the rise of the church, I said charismatic Pentecostalism. We have always had the church, and we know that throughout history, the church has been used mostly for political and economic reasons. Like he says, he gives examples of rich pastors in America, in Nigeria, rich pastors. Why is he referring only to the rich pastors as examples of the rise of the church in the world? It is concerning the fact that a lot of these people are coming into the game to make money out of the poor people. He also speaks about, you know, measuring the genuinity of a prophet by his word coming to pass. In the Bible, it is mentioned that in the end times, even fake prophets will command fire to come from heaven to earth. And then if he says that the word must come to pass, we've seen the biggest charismatic Pentecostal leaders who have the biggest followings have recorded prophecies that they gave 2 years ago, a year ago, that never came to pass. So is the prophet agreeing with me here on radio that those ones, the big ones that will not mention his name, are fake ones?
Let's get an answer
for
from him.
For example,
Prophet Dube, can you have your response?
Firstly, I want to say to my daughter, I never wanted to pull her to Christianity. There are a lot of fake prophets in the world, and that's the confirmation of the prophetic decree in the Old Testament. In those days, they shall rise men and women who shall preach the Christ that you have never known. So the only thing I'm saying is we must not make conclusions on matters that we are not informed about. So we shouldn't say every prophet is fake. You know, the good thing is we are all going to meet up there. And on that day, we shall know who was right and who was wrong. I have no judgment on any prophet. I have no judgment on any man of God.